Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And my first response is thank you, thank you, thank you. On behalf of the High Commissioner, clearly on behalf of the 17,000 of us that are serving refugees displaced, stateless around the world, this is an excellent start to 2020. I do want to recognize first how challenged we are with this particular day, falling just 2 weeks before the Global Refugee Forum, and we took very careful note of those delegations that want to save the surprise for 17th and 18th of December. But we count on you, of course, to come forward robustly. I also want to recognize the important contribution, which is not included in the tabulation that the chair just noted, of the National Association partners. Because indeed, both public support and private support remains essential for the work of this agency and the over 1,000 partners that are working alongside of us in over 500 different field locations. And this is critical to our efforts. I think I want to, to the extent of hopefully not leaving anyone out, particularly those new announcements that were made today, to recognize the critical value that multi-year support, but also softly earmarked or non-restricted funds have for the agency. And our top multi-year donors are the United States, Sweden, Germany, the United Kingdom, European Union, Switzerland, Canada, Belgium, Denmark, Korea, and Qatar. The top flexible funding donors, unearmarked support from Sweden, from España con ACNUR, Norway, the UK, Netherlands, private and now public donors in Korea, thank you very much, Germany, Denmark, private donors in Japan, private donors in Italy. And I'm intentionally including the private donorship so that you can see what difference it makes. Softly earmarked top support from the United States, Germany, Sweden, Denmark, Canada, private donors in Korea, Norway, private donors in the United States, private donors in Spain, private donors in Italy. Continuing to provide the kind of flexibility and the needed support we absolutely require to be able to address needs, as I stated in my opening statement, in places like Cameroon that relies so heavily on unearmarked support along with other parts of the world. We heard very important initial contributions and new announcements this morning from Ireland, and importantly, multi-donor support from Iceland, and we appreciate that trust. And indeed, overall, the trust that you put in the organization as we go from the Global Compact being adopted last year to the Global Refugee Forum, and the type of momentum now that we have to go in to the proceedings later this month is incredibly important. And I want to single out, there were three hosts that spoke on behalf of so many hosts we have around the world now, Turkey, Germany, and Thailand, importantly, in terms of the support that they need, responsibility sharing is absolutely essential, and the fundamentals, of course, of what the compact, the comprehensive refugee response means in terms of easing the burden and the need for responsibility sharing now more than ever with record levels of displacement. Several of you certainly made strong calls for increased diversification of donorship, and you've seen an example of that obviously this morning with regard to private sector support, and that support is not only necessary in terms of financial support to the agency, but also the voice, the advocacy, the empathy that those individuals providing support to the agency then can amplify in terms of advocacy for refugees, for the forcibly displaced around the world, and that's incredibly important for us. I want to end on a couple of notes. First, the ambassador from Japan highlighted and the commemoration, the celebration of the life and the legacy of Madame Ogata, who led this agency for many years and really, as the High Commissioner said, was a visionary leader. And we continue on in so many ways that's exemplified in the Global Compact on Refugees to be able to put her words into action even 20 plus years later. So that's is certainly a very important important support for us. But several of the delegations also recognized the workforce of UNHCR, the staff, the affiliate flexible workforce we have, team members that are working side by side with a large number of partners. And on behalf of them, thank you for recognizing their work as they continue to work on behalf of so many people in need around the world. Thank you very much for your support, and we look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks' time at the Global Refugee Forum.